is this day that we have the opportunity to celebrate the love of the King and the blessings of God in our life. I invite you to hear with me the reading of Scripture that comes to us this day from Psalm 86, beginning with verse 4. Hear now the word of the Lord. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you, because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare to yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever. The word of God for us, the people of God.
Let us pray. Holy God, pour your spirit upon the receiving of your word. Let us hear your voice above all voices. And let us not only hear your voice, but let us receive it into our very being so that we might be called disciples, followers of Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. We began at verse 4 in the psalm today, and the psalmist asks for something. The psalmist makes a request of God. The psalmist, or the writer of the psalm, says, bring me joy. Give me joy. And my guess is, if we think about it carefully, most of us have prayed that prayer sometime in our life. Now, it may not always say those exact same words. Sometimes it says, God, let me put one foot in front of another today, until I can get back to joy. Sometimes it sounds like, take away my nerves and my anxiety and my worry and my fear so it doesn't invade and cut out your great gift of joy. Sometimes it says, God, I'm leaving my comfort zone. I'm new here and things feel new and feel different and I'm not comfortable. Help me to find a place of home and family and nurture and care and growth so that I can feel your joy again. It is a powerful request of the psalmist. God, give me joy. I have confessed this here several times and I'll confess it again because it's true. I have no sense of direction. I could get lost on this church property, even though I've been on it for years now. I just don't have it inside me. I can read a map like crazy, but there's no map in here. But my son is different. I noticed from a very young age, even when he was in preschool, that Luke does have this internal map thing that I don't have. So I remember back in the preschool days when I would be driving Luke around, we had a routine, you know, preschool home, home preschool, preschool church preschool home, you know, something like that. And he knew the routine, so he knew when I picked him up, he knew where we would be going, and he knew every turn we were to make. But you know how moms are. Occasionally you're like, I have extra energy today. We're going to do church, home, preschool, Target, you know? Like some days you just feel like you can take on the world, even go to Target. So I wouldn't tell him, but I'd get in the car, and we'd be driving along, and I would take a turn that he's not expecting. It was off the routine. And all of a sudden, I hear this voice from behind, lost, lost, lost. And I'm like, we're not lost. We're going to Target. And he'd be like, lost. And then, you know, there's a couple turns to Target. It's not near our house at the time. And so I would take another turn, and all of a sudden you'd hear, definitely lost. And I'm like, we are not lost. We are going to Target. And we would continue, and, you know, there's more turns. And finally, he would be like, Mom, we are so lost. And I'm like, we're on the way to Target. We're not lost. I know what we're doing. I know where we're going. But when I read this scripture, I hear Luke's voice in the voice of the psalmist. We don't know exactly what is going on, but we know that he's having a difficult time getting back to joy. We know he knows God and he knows God well because he talks about who God is. He's good and loving. He, in fact, abounds in love. He talks about God as being the one you can call to, and he answers your prayer. So it's not like he doesn't know God, but yet he's not feeling full of joy. He's somehow not quite on the path. And so when the psalmist asks for joy to be restored, he also asks for this: God, teach me your way. God, teach me your way. You see, I find in my own life, and I find in the lives of others I talk to as a pastor, that sometimes we're here on Sunday morning and we know where we're headed until Sunday at 2 o'clock, and we start going this direction, and then Monday happens and Tuesday happens, and then we're scattered all these different directions. And what was so clear on Sunday morning in worship can become really fuzzy midweek. And so we come to church, I believe, part of worship is to recalibrate ourselves, to make sure that the path that we're going to choose to walk, the words that we're going to choose to use, the actions that we're going to choose to take, the decisions that we're going to make throughout this week are the ways of our Lord. Teach me your way, O God. And then on Wednesdays or Tuesdays or Thursdays or whatever days that you do it, we have small groups and we have refresh groups. And whether I'm participating or whether I'm teaching or whether I'm helping with the children and youth and their small groups, again, it's a time of recalibration. It's a time to say, God first, me second, God's word before me, God's the guide, I'm the follower, teach me your way, O Lord. The psalmist wanted joy, and he knew that that meant he had to follow God's path. Over the last few weeks here, we've been videotaping people and asking about their own spiritual journeys. And today, we're going to get to hear one of our longtime members, Alice Gates, talk a little bit about some places where her faith life is recalibrated right here at Ocala West. Let's listen to Alice up on the screen.
My name is Alice Gates, and I've been at Ocala West, a member of Ocala West, since 2005. And there are many, many opportunities here for you to grow and learn in the church. One of the ways I really found helpful was going to and participating in and facilitating small groups. It means a lot to me. It has helped me learn more about the Bible and to meet people, more people in the church. Another opportunity that has been really great for me is to be a part for quite a few years now of the congregational care programs. What it means to me is I really, really like people, and I like to help people. And so I really like being a part of these programs where you know that you are helping people and that they know that you care and the church cares. I also really enjoy the music ministry, and I have sung in the choir for quite a few years now, and it is a great way to worship God, and it means a lot to me. And when whatever hymn you're singing, it is worshiping God. And I am blessed to be a member of Ocala West, where the church cares about all its people.
And we are truly blessed to have Alice here as a member here at Ocala West. And we see how it is that she is learning about God through so many different ways, either through small groups where she's learning about God in Scripture, or the opportunity to serve in the ways that God served through congregational care and through music. And we listen to the ways that God is teaching her and filling her with joy. And this is what the psalmist is looking for, that joy that God and only God can give him. And so he says, teach me your ways, Lord. And he also says then, the very next line, he says, give me an undivided heart. Give me an undivided heart. How hard it is, especially in our modern society, in all our communication, and all the messages that we receive every single day. And it seems like no matter where we go, there's always a message vying for our priority, to be most important in our life. And yet in Scripture it says time and time again, and in our psalm here, in our prayer, it says that God is the one who should be first and foremost in our life. If we want to have the joy that only God can give, it comes by having an undivided heart upon this God who created us and gave us all that we have. To be able to keep God first and foremost, and to see everything else in that light, to have an undivided heart. And of course, it's not just the many things, the many messages that we receive that can get us off track. We ourselves, by our own life at times, our heart seems to turn inward in certain ways. And we begin to focus in on ourselves rather than on who God is. We look for and try to find joy, but we look in the wrong places. Only with a heart fully focused on God will we find the joy God truly desires for us to know. And this is the life God has called us to, a life of discipleship, a life of teaching and learning, a life of full focus on God's love and His salvation for each one of us. As we've been talking to members here at Ocala West and some of the ways that God has been working and moving in their lives, and we've been listening to that spiritual growth, that journey that they've been on. And so we have here with us this morning Norm Reckner. He's one of the leaders here at Ocala West. He has been involved here in the church at the local level and at multiple levels here in the Florida Conference. And so I invite you to listen to what he has to say.
Hi there. I have had such a good time doing ministry here, and I have grown so much. I have been able to deal with charge conferences and our annual conferences. I have been a part of our work here at the church. I have been able to teach classes. I have been able to teach Sunday school. And I've been blessed to be able to come and sit and worship in our church the whole time. It has just been a growing experience. It continues to be a growing experience. And I've loved every minute of it. And I hope that the blessings that I have received are passed on to others. Thank you.
Norm says powerfully that this has been a place where he has grown and where he wants the blessings that he has received to now be what he gives to others. And that's why he volunteers and serves and leads and teaches, and that's why he's a part of Celebration Sunday today. When I think about this past year at Ocala West, I feel like a lot of what we have done is that live that commitment of what we are receiving, we want to push into the community and into the world and to give away. I think about how we've begun to grow wider through our congregational care ministries, how we have more ministries in the area of congregational care than we have had in years. One of our latest being our congregational care ministers, people who are trained to walk alongside those who are hurting or suffering, or especially in a medical need situation. And they're there and ready and equipped and using the gifts God gave them to bring hope and light and joy to people walking dark times. I think about our move to move deeper, not just wider, but to also grow deeper, especially in the areas of our small groups and our studies. This past year, we did the refresh groups, and we really got a lot of feedback that I don't just want to learn information, But I want to move towards transformation. We're hearing that again and again in our small groups, that not only do I want to know how what the Bible says, but I want you to help me live it. I want a community of people who will pray for me so I'll become more like a disciple. I want people who are going to hold me accountable to the life of a disciple. I want people who are going to challenge me so that I can be a follower of Christ and give honor and glory to his name. So we're seeing our studies and our classes move deeper, not just move wider, even as they invite more and more and more people. And then those of you who've been with us for months now or throughout this year, it's hard to remember it, but we worshiped in half darkness for almost a year. Do you remember when the lights didn't work? Can I get an amen? And you could barely see your bulletin, and you're wondering who the neighbor was next to you because it was so dimly lit in here, and you're wondering, why won't they change the light bulbs? Well, we had been struck by lightning, and our electrical system had been impacted. And you know, that's a dark and difficult time that comes from a storm. But God did what God often does. He outblessed us in the midst of that hardship. We had to go to insurance and say, we've got to fix this, and they said, and we went to electrical engineers and even the original electrical engineers of the building, and they said, these are 20-year-old lights. You just can't pop a new light bulb in there. This electricity doesn't even exist anymore. This isn't how we do electrical systems. We've got to move to LED lighting. And then we started counting the number of lights in here, and we had to go back to insurance and say, we need to move every single one of these lights to LED lighting. And by the way, insurance, we need you to pay for it. I don't know if you've dealt with insurance recently. They don't like to pay for it. But I will tell you, insurance covered every single LED light fixture being replaced in the sanctuary. You paid zero of it. Not only that, but because of the history of faithful giving at Ocala West, and because we pay our apportionments, because we're committed to the connection, because of our reputation of vital ministry and mission, the insurance also forgave our deductible. We did not pay our $5,000 deductible, praise God. In other words, God poured light out onto us. So those of you who were here last week, we held candles and we said we are going to pour light out into this world because he has already outgiven us in such a tremendous way. And then throughout this last year, I have just witnessed, and Pastor Michael has witnessed, people on the go. People are moving and saying, when I'm at pickleball, I'm inviting people to church. When I'm at bridge, I'm collecting prayer requests and telling people this church prays for them. When I'm meeting a new neighbor, I'm saying, do you have a church home? And then we're sending day mission trips out more than ever before. We're sending out work teams. We're going golfing together. We're going to lunch together. We're playing together, working together, growing together. We're in mission together, and we're making a difference together. And so because of your giving, there's a new Ocala West United Methodist Church van sitting out there that's going to go all over the place with us. And as it does, it is a moving, living billboard and testimony to the vitality, ministry, and mission of this church. And it's because of your giving that we now have that moving billboard that will be filled with people doing mission and ministry work out of this church, going all the time, near and far away. But the thing I love most about what God has done over this past year is how he has restored joy to the hearts of so many people. We have sat with people after they have lost a loved one, and they have testified to us about the care and compassion of this church. I think about our young ones in our Wednesday night program. We sometimes have 24 and 26 and 28 young people at Wednesday night. 6 and 8 of those are in our little program, our itty bitties, which means I hope to have them for years. Many of them have no church home. The only message of Christ they get is the message that Ocala West gives them on Wednesday night. And they're learning scripture, and they're learning to love, and they're learning to ask questions. And then I think about our youth program and our confirmands who came through, and they chose faith as their own life. And I think about how they're facing high school and how they face all the hardships of doing high school while being compared on social media. But here at Ocala West, they hear that God's unfailing love has a hold of them, and that God will not fail them, and that no matter what the world says they should look like or be like, God cherishes them just as they are. And then I think about the adults and the seniors who visit here, who worship here, who depend on this church for compassion and ministry and mission. And I have seen time and time and time again throughout this year the joy of the Lord restored in the lives of people here. Praise be to God for the work and ministry of this church.
And the work and ministry of this church is all about helping disciples walk in that path that leads to life. Part of discipleship is growing over time so that our character reflects the character of God. Celebration Sunday is when we celebrate the many blessings that God pours into our lives. And we take the opportunity to take a step forward in our faith to learn how to give as God gives. That is the disciple's path. And so today we have our commitment cards. And our commitment cards are an expression, a way of we giving back to God. For those of us who have learned God's love right here at this church, who have seen our lives touched by His grace, who have learned anew about His forgiveness and joy, this is an opportunity for us to give back to God, to continue these ministries here, that we may also share this light and love in the community and the world around us. I want to take a moment right now and just say thank you. Thank you to each of you who have faithfully been turning in these commitment cards, some of you for years. The reason why we have been able to expand our ministries, the reason why we've been able to help more and more people, is because of your giving. And I want to thank each of you this morning who are going to be giving for the very first time. You're going to be joining in a community of brothers and sisters who know God's love but are also learning anew God's love each and every day. And the joy of sharing those blessings with one another and with our world. And I invite you to consider, as Pastor Jen and I needed to, we had to sit down at the kitchen table and we had to say, okay, we know where we've been giving. Are we going to be able to take a step up? And so we decided once again, yes, we're going to take a step up in our giving because we want this church to continue growing and giving God's grace and love in this community. And so we invite you to join us as well in taking a step up today in your giving. In just a few minutes, we're going to have an opportunity of prayer, and then I'm going to invite you to complete your commitment card if you have not already. We're going to have a couple of minutes to complete it. And then we're going to invite the ushers to come down and have them collect these commitment cards. We're going to bring them right up here, and we are going to ask for God's blessing as we pray over them, God's blessing upon these gifts and upon the givers, that all may be done to God's glory. And so I invite you to join with me right now as we go to God in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the amazing love that you pour out for us in Christ Jesus, that His salvation is true. Lord, may we continue to honor you in all that we are, in all that we do. May we say thank you for this salvation that we have. Lord, we ask you this day to give us your discernment and your wisdom to know how best to fill out this card that we may honor you this day. For it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen. And so we invite you at this time to take a few minutes to go ahead and complete the commitment card if you have not already.
Let us pray. Holy God, pour your Spirit and your blessing upon each gift given. Multiply it. Use it for transformation and life change. Bless each person in this room and their household and their loved ones. Let them see what an abundant and amazing and resourceful God you are. Pour out blessings upon each person here, upon each of these gifts, and let them be used for your glory, for your transformation, and for joy to be restored to hearts. near and far. And we will praise you and thank you and thank you and give you the glory for every good and perfect gift. In Christ's precious name we pray.